Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys. Sweet Debbie from the Three Little Pigs. You got to try some of those sauces and rubs. They're fantastic. They're out at Spartan Stores. And
it's Cindy.
What did I say?
Debbie. You said Debbie.
Oh, all right. Well, that was Sweet Cindy. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
And that's not Little Debbie. But, you know, some big news. I found New Belgian is now coming into Michigan. I see the number 3 ranked beer in the country is going to breach our borders. So hang on to your shorts.
Yeah. Yep, that'll be good.
Yeah. They make, what's that one that they have? Fat Tire.
Right.
Big seller.
Yep.
Don't care for it myself.
Well, it's like every other microbrew. You have a following, and there's a flavor profile there that you like. But it's good that's just one more reason why Michigan is the beer state that it is, because now you've got a lot of other markets that are coming in here realizing the craft beer lovers that we are.
I think Bell's is number 5.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yep. So Mr. Brian.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to be doing for the games?
Well, hopefully hanging out with some buddies of mine and, you know, just kicking back, having a couple beers and, you know.
Putting something on the grill.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's been quite a tournament so far. I don't know if you guys last night saw that Ohio-North Carolina game at all.
Nope.
They gave them quite a run for their money, went to overtime. Ohio ended up not beating North Carolina, but it was quite an interesting game because Ohio had a chance to win it there late at the buzzer, but
they've been hanging tough all throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, they beat my Wolverines, and we're not going to talk about that. Yeah. But you know, Ohio played a tough tournament, and my hat's off to them for giving number 1 North Carolina a run for their money. And then unfortunately for all the Sparty fans out there, they didn't look so good the other night.
Yeah, but they forgot to show up. That's all that
you
was.
You got to give Louisville some credit. That was some fantastic
year
defense.
After year, you have to give them credit.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That was a defensive, the shooting percentage for Michigan State was terrible there, but the defense was great. I agree.
44 points for Michigan State was the lowest since the shot clock was invented.
On the bright side, Lowell Lacrosse last night scored a big victory over Portage Central.
There you go.
Is that bright?
Yes.
That's really bright.
But, we're in for some pretty good games this weekend, and later on the show I will, preview some of those games, and, we should have some pretty good ones.
But let's talk about Lowell Lacrosse for a minute, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Sure, we played at MVP. If you've never watched a lacrosse game, you got to go to one. High school lacrosse is a phenomenal sport. I got hooked on it the minute my boys jumped off my baseball team.
That's right. They went to the lacrosse stick.
They
got rid of the bat and got rid of the stick with the net. Get it. Yeah. Okay.
I have one game I was hooked, but Jordan made a great score last night. He's a long stick midi. And if you're out there in the Davenport world, you ought to watch this kid because he's a long
stick. Shameless plug for his son, but he is a pretty good guitar player. Anyway, coming up next hour, we've got our friend Jeff Kuhn from Frankenmuth Brewery wearing his shirt proudly today. Always fun to talk about Jeff and the cool stuff he's got going on. Brian's going to break down the second half of that NCAA tournament, and then we're going to talk with this lady named Lori Ryan. You've got to check out this Great Lakes Pub Cruiser. It's the coolest thing to hit Grand Rapids in a long time. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.